They live in a pre-Civil War house, and you may want to hook that thing up so you can get this rope down.
You won't.
So as to remember it.
It is hooked up.
Oh, it is. Is it working now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The pages.
Mr. and Ms. W. live over there, and they actually have the original deeds that were signed by the President of the United States for the property.
The grant.
And, I mean, land grant, or whatever you would call it.
Yes.
Including this land right here. This is part of the old, of the, that property, or we think of it as the outlaw property, or Page's wife was, she was one of the outlaws, Mr. Outlaw's daughter, see?
Yes, sir.
And they probably can give you a heap more and better information than I can.
Yes.
And if you stop back by there and talk to him and tell him what you're doing and one thing or another, his house really is loaded with beautiful antiques, both... that have history and family history to them.
Yeah, the main importance of the study, I think...
Had a car, but she went to school in a wagon.
She did.
And she said... She went to church in a buggy.
Were you born here, Miss?
I was born up north Mississippi in Panola County.
Panola.
About 120 miles from here.
That's up in the red sandy hills.
How did you and Miss meet? You mind telling me?
She was working over at Columbus.
Yeah.
We.
If you ever gone to school in a wagon, a covered wagon. Now, I was little, I'll have to admit. I was small, but I started school in that. I went to school in that wagon. And we used to go to church in the buggy when we got high enough in society to have a buggy. It was the last time we went in the wagon.
Yes.
Mama put a quilt down in the wagon and we...
Mississippi didn't have a driver's license and you didn't require a driver's license or didn't even issue a driver's license until about approximately 1930.
Really?
That's right. When I took my driver's test, there was no such thing as a highway patrol in Mississippi, a highway safety patrol and so forth.
Yes.
And any summons of state police or deputy sheriff got in the car with me and I drove around the block.
What was that?
Long about 29 or 30 or 31, I've forgotten exactly.
Yes, sir.
But that's when the driver's license law was passed. Now, I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be that I could look at my...
We go to town about once a year, and if... I'm going. If a kid living out in the country that didn't, you know, town was something very, very special.
Yes.
And I'm not an old woman yet either, but...
No, you certainly are.
I know that when you get within so many miles of town, you begin to smell the coal smoke.
From?
You know, they burn coal for fuel
in
then.
Town. Mm-hmm.
And you begin to smell the coal smoke and you could hear the train whistle maybe. And man, your heart would go to flutter because you know you're almost to town. Bye, I'll see you later.
No, I got nothing
nice
here to indicate.
Nice to meet you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll remember that because
he'll
write it down, and if y'all
in reference to this Mr. and Ms. that live over here.
Yes.
Right south of. Well, first let me say this about them: their dining room, kitchen. I say dining room and kitchen. They added that onto their house in 1945, and they did.